The student board of the University Religious Conference presents readings from the Book of Books with recorded symphonic music. This group is composed of students from UCLA of different religious faiths. The reader this morning is a Catholic. Today's selections are taken from the four Gospels.
In the darkness of war which covers the world today, there is but one hope that shines bright and clear, lighting the way to eternal peace and happiness. That hope is enshrined in the Book of Books, where it has been written, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me does not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. For I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a very great multitude, Bartimaeus the blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging, who when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, began to cry out and to say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him that he might hold his peace, but he cried a great deal the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus, standing still, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of better comfort, arise, he calleth thee." Who, casting off his garment, leaped up and came to him. And Jesus, answering, said to him, "What wilt thou that I should do to thee?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may see." And Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he saw and followed him in the way. What then is the message which this light of the world brings to our blinded eyes that we may have peace? In the Book of Books it has been written, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up tempting him and saying, Master, what must I do to possess eternal life? But he said to him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? He answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said to him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among robbers, who also stripped him, and having wounded him, went away, leaving him half dead. And it chanced that a certain priest went down the same way, and seeing him, passed by. In like manner also a Levite, when he was near the place and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, being on his journey, came near him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion, and going up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and setting him upon his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 pence and gave to the host and said, Take care of him. Whatsoever thou shalt spend over and above, I at my return will repay thee. Which of these three, in thy opinion, was neighbor to him that fell among the robbers? But he said, He that showed mercy to him. And Jesus said to him, Go and do thou in like manner. Shall the king say to them that shall be on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, possess you the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you covered me. Sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the just answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, thirsty and give thee drink? Or when did we see thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and covered thee? Or when did we see thee sick or in prison and came to thee? And the king answering shall say to them, Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it to one of these, my least brethren, you did it to me. That it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you not to resist evil, but if one strike thee on thy right cheek, turn to him also the other. And if a man will contend with thee in judgment and take away thy coat, let go thy cloak also unto him. And whosoever will force thee 1 mile, go with him another 2. Give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that persecute and calumniate you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. Who maketh his sun to rise upon the good and bad, and raineth upon the just and unjust. Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke up upon you, and learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart. And you shall find rest to your souls, for my yoke is sweet and my burden light. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall not hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Peace I leave with you, my peace I bring to you.
Sunday morning at the same time, 8:15, the student board of the University Religious Conference will again present readings from the Book of Books. This morning's selections were from the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The recorded symphonic music were from Brahms' First Symphony and Wagner's Parsifal. Your reader today was Bill Shallot.